Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's the start of the Gabe Johnson era officially down at Burt Field in New Albany at 7 o'clock on Friday night as the Panthers of South open up the 2020 campaign. Well, the Panthers can put some points on the board. They have an able trigger man in senior quarterback DJ Bull after completing passes for almost 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns, and he's got a quick foot as well. He scored three on the ground.
Well, I think the big thing, he comes in with experience,
sure.
And that's a position that where experience is critical, I think, and so he's got a year under his belt. We looked at a few things, Joe, just offensively that we thought we wanted to do that might be a little different. We're the same offense at the end of the day.
He's in his senior campaign and ready to lead 17 other seniors on this Gabe Johnson roster as the Panthers look to get off to a 1-0 start. They're 11th ranked, according to the preseason AP poll, the 14th in the coaches' poll. By the way, yesterday on Twitter, the South Senior Night will be the home opener against Terre Haute South on September the 4th. A little FYI there. Reds tonight, Sonny Gray in St. Louis against Adam Wainwright and the Redbirds, 8 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, certainly it's another athletic mecca, this brand new Jerry F. Tardy Center out of Armstrong Stadium for the men's and women's soccer teams, made possible by a lead gift by Jeff and Margaret Jones. The Jerry F. Tardy Center at Armstrong Stadium, well, it's special. COVID-19 has taken away the season. Very, very special unveil and special to the seniors of Todd Yeagley.
We're very pleased for them. The smiles on the guys' faces when they toured the facility for the first time, said it all. There's been a lot of disappointment in the last 4 to 5 months, and you don't get as many, you need more days like that. We spoke often about it, that, we wouldn't be in this beautiful new facility if it wasn't for, the groundwork laid by so many important people that are part of the program. We're very fortunate for that.
That's head IU men's soccer coach Todd Yeagley. The facility, of course, named in honor of former IU Alumni Association president and CEO Jerry F. Tardy. Reds on the airway tonight. Sonny Gray, Adam Wainwright. Nice pitching matchup. St. Louis, the venue, Busch Stadium, 8 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.